Revelation chapter 15 is found on page 1483 and goes on to 1484. It is 8 verses. We'll be reading the whole chapter. Hear the word of the Lord. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, 7 angels having the 7 last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. After that I looked, and behold, the temple, the tabernacle, the testimony in heaven was opened, and the 7 angels came out of the temple, having the 7 plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the 4 beasts gave unto the 7 angels 7 golden vials, full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple, till the 7 plagues of the 7 angels were fulfilled. Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. We'll take this chapter again next week. I just want to make sure that these beginning verses are understood by you. I was looking, and in the beginning here, you have 7 angels with the 7 last plagues. These are those vials that are going to come out here in the next chapter. These are the vials, remember, that are going to strike at the Antichrist. And what the trumpets have prophesied would happen in his rising, the vials would chop him down. Okay, and so you have those who survive the time of the trumpets. And they're sitting here before before God, and they are on a sea of glass. What is this sea of glass? And this is prophetic imagery. It's used in the prophets, and it is signifying what that sea of water, or sometimes called in the original Hebrew of glass, that was at the temple. It signified the washing. They had to go to that sea of glass, that bowl of water, and they would purify themselves, the priesthood, before they entered into the temple, the tabernacle, to do the sacrifices. And it was symbolizing that washing of regeneration, that cleansing that is needed before you go into the presence of God. And here they are standing on that. What does it symbolize? What did the washing symbolize? The blood of Jesus Christ, the washing of regeneration. They stood upon that as their foundation. Jesus Christ and his death, and that is by which they were victorious over the Antichrist, over the beast, over the image of the beast, over the mark of the beast, over the number of his name. Okay? And this is those who were victorious by the blood of the Lamb. That is those who are looking at that time of the trumpets. And now we're given, after that, the time of the vials, the time of the wrath of God. We'll save that for next week. This is Psalm 90, which we will be using as a response to this reading of Scripture. Psalm 90. You can turn in your red psalter now. So we're switching it up. If you look at this red psalter, which should be in front of you or next to you, we're going to go to Psalm 90C.